Yorkton. There is a post going around social media suggesting just because it's time to put away the decorations of the season, it doesn't mean we should put away the good feelings of the season. In Yorkton, it's rather clear we are usually quite willing to help others where we can, and if we look back at 2022, there are certainly indications. People in the city and the region have certainly stepped up in terms of sending supplies and providing dollars to help those in Ukraine impacted by the invasion of their country by Russian forces. The war has dragged on for months now. The damage to Ukrainian infrastructure has been massive and worse still for individuals and families displaced by Russian bombs. But many here have tried to help from afar. Then there is the opening of the temporary shelter in Yorkton, which is now known as Bruno's Place. While it is unfortunate that there is a need for a bed for people to sleep rather than on the street somewhere, and obviously some permanent help is needed, maybe it's time for a tiny house community for local homeless to restart their lives, the temporary shelter was needed. Again, it is a project where groups and individuals have stepped up to help make it a reality with donations. There is of course the annual support shown for the annual Salvation Army Kettle Campaign, which helps ensure many families had a robust Christmas supper and youngsters had gifts from Santa. It is an annual thing that always shows the best of the season, helping those who simply could not afford the basics of the season most of us take for granted. And now we see a GoFundMe campaign started to help a couple who lost their home to a fire in Ebenezer during the early morning hours of December 28. It is devastating when fire takes a home, and Glenn and Crystal will certainly be thankful for the support, with the GoFundMe campaign already past $3,000 raised. Other fundraising efforts are also underway for the family, including a steak night fundraiser to be held at Joe Beaver's February 2. It is these sort of efforts, support for those in our community who need help, which in many ways defines Yorkton in a most positive way. We clearly care about one another, and in a world where it often seems people only care for themselves, we as a community should be proud.